Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I want to welcome every one of us to another episode on PSD Experience, and I remain your host, Pastor Stephen Dairo. It is my prayer that the Lord will bless us through his words in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We give you all the adoration. Thank you for your moment as this. Thank you for giving us the privilege to learn from your word. We pray, oh God, that at the end of today's teaching, that you make us a better Christian, stronger in you, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. So once again, I want to welcome every one of us to another episode on PSD Experience. And on the last episode, we started something on positioning ourselves, positioning for unstoppable victory. That was what we started on the last episode, positioning for unstoppable victory. And we're able to discuss one of the positions we should take as a believer in order for us to enjoy our unstoppable victory. We were able to say something, and one of the points we made mention of last week was that we are to live a righteous life. We are to live a righteous life. So the first position we are to take in order for us to enjoy our unstoppable victory is to live righteously, righteous living, righteous life. And we're able to see that from the book of Psalm 34, verse 19. And from there, we discuss about 3 to 4 points that the Bible describes as a quality of a righteous man. So we were able to talk about the biblical qualifications or the biblical qualities of a righteous man, and we're able to say a righteous man is a man that has faith in God. A righteous man is a man that has faith in God. Number two is a righteous man is a man that is obedient to God's law and instruction. That is number 2 point. A righteous man is a man that is obedient to God's law and instructions. Number three is that a righteous man is a man that is morally upright. And number four is that a righteous man is a man that is full of compassion. That was your compassion and mercy. That was what we discussed on the last episode. And on this episode, by the special grace of God, we will continue the number two position we should take as a believer in order for us to experience our unstoppable victory. We are going to talk about the number two position. Number one position is righteous living. That is number one position. But on today's episode, we'll be discussing the number two. We'll be discussing the number two position that we should take, in order for us to enjoy our unstoppable victory. So the number two position that we should take in order for us to enjoy our unstoppable victory is that we are to live a faithful life, a life that is full of faith, a life that is full of belief, a life that is full of faith in God. According to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 is a popular scripture, but I still want us, if you have your Bible with you, you can easily open it. And just read. We should read this aloud. Reading aloud helps us to have an understanding, a better understanding of what the scripture is saying. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, and it says that, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him." So you can see that there, that, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God." So in order for us to enjoy something from our God, in order for us to enjoy something from Jesus Christ, without faith, it is impossible for us to enjoy the victory that has been given unto us by Jesus Christ. With the birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, a victory has been given unto us. We've been handed victory. Victory has been handed over to us. However, we cannot enjoy this victory if we don't have faith in God, if we don't believe in God. The scripture says that, "And Abraham believed in God, and it was counted unto him as righteousness because of his faith." So faith is one of the positions we have to take. Faithful living is one of the positions we have to take in order for us to enjoy, to experience our unstoppable victory. Because in this kingdom, our totality is based on faith. What makes us a Christian is because of our faith. We are saved by grace through faith. We are saved by grace through faith. It is because we have faith that is why we know that we are Christians. That is what makes us a Christian. It is our faith in the Lord that makes us a Christian. It's our faith, it's our belief that Jesus Christ came to die for us. That is why we are Christians. So many believers are praying for unstoppable victory, but they are still living by the realities of what they are saying, not by the reality of Jesus Christ that who came to die for us, and give us victory. They are still living by the realities of what they are seeing around them. And with them picking what they are seeing around them above Jesus Christ, definitely unstoppable victory can never be their portion. They will not experience it whenever they are now seeing their problem above God. When they lose faith in God and they rather carry their problem on their head rather than having faith in God. And as a believer, as a Christian, if we are still living based on our physical realities, then there may be a challenge in we experiencing unstoppable victory. So we are taking a very wrong position if we are still living our life based on our present physical realities. We are living a life of defeat if we still carry ourselves around, if we still live our life based on the problems we have around us, instead of carrying the God, instead of believing that our God is bigger, is mightier than the problem around us. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2 says that, "For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. So if the word of the Lord comes, word of prophecy comes, and it did not mix with faith in the life of a believer, as much as we call ourselves Christians, if it did not mix with faith in our lives, then it is meaningless. So many Christians are having problems, are still facing challenges, are still facing defeat, not because they have been exempted from this victory that has been given unto us, no, but because they are not living a life that is full of faith. They are not living a life that is full of faith. They are not living a life that is full of belief. They still believe in other things above God, above Jesus Christ, above the efficacy of the word of the Lord. So many believers will not experience, the unstoppable victory, because the good news of lifting, of deliverance that has been spoken to them did not mix with faith in their life. It was mixed with doubt. Doubt that comes as a result of their physical realities. So which makes the expression of unstoppable victory difficult for them. So when the word of the Lord of victory comes and meets all these physical realities that these people are seeing in their hearts, when it comes and it sees how they are living based on their realities, it waters down the efficiency of the power of the Lord in their lives. It waters down the efficiency of the power of the Lord. So the unstoppable victory becomes difficult for them to experience. So we are to have faith in Jesus Christ. Our belief is should be in Jesus Christ, because through him we have victory. The coming together of the birth, the death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ gave us eternal unstoppable victory, according to that 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. It is through the birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ that we were given this victory, that we have access to this victory, but we are not experiencing it because we have not positioned ourselves for the expression of the unstoppable victory in our lives. I pray for you today that you will experience unstoppable victory in your life in the name of the Lord Jesus. Experience the unstoppable victory of the Lord in your life in the name of the Lord Jesus. So the number two factor that we make it number three position, number two factor for this episode, and in general now, number three position that we should take as a believer in order for us to enjoy our unstoppable victory, is that we are to live a confident life. We are to live a confident life, a life that is full of confidence. So many believers are carrying themselves around timid, and instead of them to carry themselves with confidence, with courage. And there is no how you carry yourself around with fear, with timidity, that you are going to experience unstoppable victory. Let us quickly open to Romans chapter 8 verse 37. Romans chapter 8 verse 37 says something. It says that, no, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ Jesus who loved us. Paul speaking here. Despite the challenges, despite the trouble facing, despite everything, he said, no, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ Jesus who loved us. With this confidence, we are to move around with this confidence. We are to position ourselves with this confidence in our heart that the Lord has already given us victory over any challenges we are facing. So when we move around with that confidence and we have faith that, no, this confidence, this victory is mine, this unstoppable victory is mine, over this problem I am overcoming, nothing the devil can do, I am overcoming because I have my confidence in Jesus Christ, victory will definitely be ours. For many Christians, like I said the other time, are missing out on their unstoppable victory because they are living a timid life. They are living on a daily basis a life full of fear. On a daily basis, they are fearful. And the one thing about fear is that fear is a weapon used by the devil to steal something from believers. The Bible in John 10:10 made us to know that the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And one of the methods, one of the weapons the devil uses in stealing from believers is to put fear in our heart. And one of the things fear robs from us is our unstoppable victory. It makes us look as if Jesus Christ is not powerful enough to save us, which is wrong. Because the Bible says the Lord has not given us the spirit of fear. No, the Lord has not given us the spirit of fear. So we should move around, we should position ourselves by living a confident life so that we can experience our unstoppable victory. So on this episode, we will be paused here on this episode. So on the next episode, we continue by the special grace of God. So don't forget, on the first episode of positioning ourselves for unstoppable victory, we're able to talk about one of the positions, which is living a righteous life, and we talked about the biblical qualities of a righteous man. And on this episode, we're able to talk about two more points on positioning ourselves for unstoppable victory, which is living a faithful life, life that is full of faith, life that is full of belief, and a confident life, a life that is full of confidence. According to Romans chapter 8 verse 37, that says, no, despite all these challenges that we have faced, despite all these troubles that we have faced, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ Jesus who loved us. So overwhelming victory is there for us already, but we have to position ourselves in order for us to get it. And one of the positions we should take as a Christian is to live a faithful life, life that is full of faith, and to live a confident life. It is my prayer that we will not lose our unstoppable victory in the name of the Lord Jesus. Unstoppable victory will be a reality in our lives in the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Join us on the next episode as we continue on this topic, positioning for unstoppable victory. Positioning for unstoppable victory. Father, we thank you for today. We pray, oh God, that you help us, oh God, not to lose our unstoppable victory in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.